This evening we are going to look into the book of Prophet Habakkuk. Prophet Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 18. And you'll find it on page 940 of the Church Bible. 940. That is chapter 2, but we shall read verse 18. Verse 18. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 18. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof had graven it, and molten image, and a teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusteth therein to make dumb idols? The title I've given is, Are You a Slave of Idols? Are you a slave of idols? Idolatry is a worldwide problem on this earth, and it has been so for a very, very long time. All over the world, whichever way you turn, there is the image of something that men and women has made for themselves to worship. We are used to playing double standard before the Creator God. Everyone that worships, venerates, and prays to an idol believes in God, the Creator. They also believe that this Creator is the Spirit. But none of their religious books outrightly condemns idolatry. Every religion, in fact, encourages idolatry. If they don't worship an image, they will worship a stone or the crescent moon. So people have been worshipping a stone, a tree, the sun, or the moon and stars, angels and human beings. Men have been worshipping fish, animals like the monkey and the snake, frogs, flies, crocodiles, half man and half animal, fire, and goddesses. Humans have made anything and everything into God. Now the school books tell us that when animals evolved into human beings, the primitive man, they began to be afraid of thunder and lightning and rain and sun. And so out of fear of these objects and things, they made them into gods. But hold on. It took a fish to turn into an animal, and an animal into human being, millions of years, they say. Thunder and lightning, the sun and the moon, and the trees and the stones existed all along while men were birds or animals. Don't you think they had got comfortably used to thunder and lightning, rain and sun and the trees? In fact, they have been jumping up and down the trees all their existence. So why should men, when they became humans, begin to get afraid of the rain and the thunder and lightning and so on? Did their knowledge decrease and become lesser than the animals when they became humans? So why call humans higher species? Intelligent species. There is no logic to this evolutionist myth and lies that humans made the sun and the moon and the thunder and the lightning and other things as God because they were afraid of it. The truth is that human beings were made in the image and likeness of God. They related with God, their Creator. In fact, God put all the created things under the hands of man to take care of it. But when they rebelled against God and separated themselves from God, they decreased in their knowledge of the true and living God, and they cut off from the all-knowing and all-wise God. Humans began to live a more and more primitive lifestyle. So when you find people living a primitive life, like the tribes in the Andaman Islands and other remote places like the Amazon or Papua New Guinea, it is the result of losing their touch with the true and living God, the intelligent God. And the more they rebelled against God, the more people became primitive in their thinking, in their moral standards and cultural life. Idol worship came about as a result of rejecting to worship the Creator God. The fear of thunder and lightning, the fear of animals and spirits came as a result of the protection that was taken away from their inner being by the God of all creation. Animism, spiritism, and all the other ism came as a result of rejecting to glorify and obey the commands of the Creator God and remain in relationship with Him. And tragically, mankind took the glory of God and placed it on the created things of this earth. The Bible is the only book that reveals over and over again man's foolishness and man's utter ignorance in rejecting to worship the most highest intelligent God and began to bow down to worship animals and insects and birds and reptiles and stones and sun and stars and the planets. So the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21 onward, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to corruptible birds and a four-footed beast and the creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. So here is the perfect explanation of why human beings begin to worship idols of all kinds. The Bible is the only book that clearly shows human weakness to turn away from the source of truth and turn to dumb idols. The Bible is the only book that shows the history of humans as to how and when they turned away from the living God and made their own gods of their imaginations. God also shows in the Bible how God chose one man and made his descendants into a special nation. It is called Israel, and God revealed himself to them in words and in deeds. Yet, they went after gods and goddesses of other nations and even began to worship the sun and the moon and the stars and so on. The Bible records for us human weakness, our sinful nature, our rebellious nature, and reveal that without the grace of God, even the knowledge of God cannot keep you and me away from idol worship. Today the world is at a stage where it is returning to become united in worshipping not the Creator, but the created things, namely the earth as the Mother Goddess. The Western world has been pushing its new age agenda of worshipping the Mother Earth, Gaia. There's nothing new in this. Absolutely nothing new. This is what the people have been doing from the time Adam and Eve, our first parents, sinned. That God in His mercy and kindness sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to reveal the truth. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Jesus came to set people free from this terrible bondage of idol worship. People of old worship the tree, believing that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil will save them, will make them highly intelligent, even higher than God, that they themselves will become God. But it only brought death to them. Satan deceived them. Jesus, the Son of God, was born as a life-giving tree. Life-giving tree. The tree of good and bad knowledge brought death to mankind and tried to swallow up Christ, the life-giving tree. The only way God, by His justice, could bring life to the dead people would be by putting the pure and perfect life-giving tree, Jesus, to death on the dead tree so that the dead would come to life. You know, it is like Elisha. When that boy died, Elisha went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands, and he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm and he returned to life. A living man, Elisha, he went upon this child and laid himself upon him. Christ, dear friend, the Son of God, the pure and holy and righteous God, laid down His life and died and rose again from the dead, giving life to all those that were under the bondage of idols. He laid Himself on the cross, that dead tree. This news about the Savior Jesus Christ that gives life went out from Jerusalem throughout the whole world 2,000 years ago, as the prophet had spoken from Mount Zion. The word of God would go forth all throughout the earth, and it did. Nations began to come under the light of the Word of God. The world was filled with the knowledge of God. As the prophet said, many came to know the truth in the Middle East, in Africa, in the East, Far East, and in the West. Nations after nations came under Christ's rule. However, the world has turned back on the Lord once again. It has, and it is, once again departing from the intelligent God of the universe, the God of the Bible, and turning to ignorance and lies. It is beginning to become primitive. If given 50 years, the way we are going, the whole earth will be enslaved to idols and live in debt. And we will do exactly what the primitive people are doing. It must be noted that when people reject the knowledge, wisdom and command of the Lord God, people not only turn to idols, but the whole civilization turns to depravity, degrading immorality. The civilization that rejected God turned to lesbianism, homosexuality, and all manner of unhealthy and unethical practices, even abortion. There was no conscience. No. Since people do it deliberately, God allows them to do whatever they want to do. Look what the Bible says again in Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 32. Romans chapter 1, verse 26. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also, the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, which was right. And even, verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They did not like to retain God in their knowledge. That means deliberately they rejected the knowledge of God. That's why they say, we don't want your Bible. We don't want the knowledge of God, this God. We don't want Christ. They do it deliberately. And so God, we are told, gave them over to reprobate mind, to do these things which are not convenient, which are not right. We are already in this phase, isn't it? Our experts in education, science, culture, philosophy, economy, religion and politics have rejected God, His knowledge and His Son Jesus Christ. They have rejected Him. They are now deliberately pushing this unbelief and Antichrist virus to corrupt the minds of the children in school. While they speak about tolerance and equality and human rights, they are bashing everyone that question and oppose them, especially the Christians. Where are we heading to? Where are we heading to? We are heading towards primitive life. Very soon you will see people walking nude on the streets in the guise of human rights. This is not progress, but regress. We are heading to total loss of mental capacity to think morally. We are heading towards a time when nothing will be believed to be right or wrong. And there was a time in the Bible time where it is said, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. There was no king, and every man did that which was right in their own eyes. In other words, there was no justice, no righteousness, no law, no law, no right, no wrong. Each one did whatever they felt like doing in their own heart. They followed their heart. That's what we are told today. Follow your heart. Follow your heart. Don't worry about the laws. Don't worry about the judgment, the judges, the law. No, just follow your heart. Once Satan makes us like the idols, having no brain. That's what an idol is, isn't it? He has no brain. He has no he has eyes but cannot see. He has ears but cannot hear. He has hands but cannot do any work, or feet, and he cannot move. But he has no brain. Once Satan makes us like the idols, he will take over our souls completely. So the Lord, through prophet Habakkuk, asks, what profits the graven image that the maker has graven it? Huh? What does the image profit from you? What? Or what do the maker of the image profit? Well, first let us look at how the maker of the image profit. Surely the one that makes it as the images, he earns money, isn't it, by making it. And this person designs it according to his own imagination. He paints it according to his own imagination. It is the work of his imagination. Now think of this. You are passing by a shop, and in that shop there are pictures of Jesus and some saints. And beside, there are the images of, say, the Kaaba, the black stone, and the images of Shiva and goddesses like Lakshmi and Mary, Queen of Heaven. When you see these images and pictures, you feel the desire to purchase one or two of these items. And you ask the shopkeeper, how much does this image cost? He says, Jesus will cost you £5, Mary £50, Anthony £25, and so on. And Jesus is made of plastic, Mary of metal, and Saint Anthony of clay. Now the shopkeeper has not made these items. It is designed and made in the factory. And this shopkeeper buys them from the factory. So when you buy these pictures or images, the profit goes to the factory and to this shopkeeper. The company fixed a price for Jesus, for Mary, for Shiva and the black stone, Buddha, and so on. And so the people that benefit is the factory and the shopkeeper and the workers. Those that purchase are total losers, isn't it? Why? They have purchased fake gods. Fake gods. We talk about fake news. The fake gods have been going around for many, many, many millennia. Not only that, if you are a Christian, by buying man-made images and pictures, you bring the name of Jesus, which is higher than all names, to a very low degree. And these images are made of clay that men and animals walk on. Walk on. Perhaps animals and birds have even made poo on it. The brush that painted them was lying in that dirty water. The painter perhaps sneezed on these items while doing his work and blew his nose by his fingers. And these images and pictures are kept in a warehouse or even outside the factory, and perhaps rats walked on it and pooed on them. And when it comes in your hand, you pay for it. Place it on your altar, or in the church, or in the temple. You kiss it. You bow before it. Put garlands to it. And you say, this is my God. This is my goddess. Friends, if you are doing this, then obviously you don't know who God is. You could be holding a PhD degree. You could be a social analyst and a person that has all the logic to run an event and run a company, and yet you are so far away from understanding the simple truth that God is in heaven and no one has seen Him, and that His Spirit, that He is Spirit and the Creator of all things. All glory and honor must be given to Him alone. The Bible tells us that God dwells in the invisible light. No one has seen God at any time. Is God a liar? No. So, if what God is saying is true, then I am not worshipping the true and living God, but a dead idol. And since the idol is a lie, I am worshipping a demon in that image. Because if the idol is a lie, then it got to be possessed by a lie. And Jesus says Satan is the father of lies. Idol worship is a deadly sin. against the very God that has created you. It's an insult to God. Now the atheists fall in the same category as idol worshippers. They may not make an idol of stone and metals and worship, but of course they are making now the behemoth, isn't it? Behemoth, is it? Yes, the devil. Sorry? Baphomet. Yes. So they are coming to it. Openly telling, yes, we are atheists, but we believe in this image of Satan. You see? So, and beside that, they believe that their maker is the primordial soup or the Big Bang. And worst of all, they are come from nothing. Nothing. So, here again, they fail in their logic because they believe that the intelligence they have is come from nothing. Now, Christians who venerate and bow before images and pray to them say that the Son of God became man, and the apostles have seen Jesus. Yes, this is true. The apostles have seen Jesus. They touched him. They heard him. Isn't it? But the apostles never made a picture of Jesus, nor did they instruct the followers of Jesus to make an image of Jesus. In fact, in the Acts of the Apostles, Apostle Paul told the people, even though we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. You see, so plain, so simple. No, we cannot do that to God. And Stephen told the people as he was dying, as he was stoned, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And look, if you notice the painters that painted the face of Jesus, each image of Jesus is different from the other. So which is the true picture of Jesus? Would you accept a picture of your father or your mother that has different face and different body shape in each picture? No, you would want to see your parents as they are or as they were. So why should you accept fake picture of your God who has created you and insult him? Idol worshippers, you are deceived. I was deceived too. Many years ago, when I was a young man, I broke my hand and my mother took me to one saint and made me eat the mud from his graveyard. Swallow it, put it in the water and swallow it. We are deceived. It's a terrible thing. You pay to get deceived. You profit nothing and you pay to get deceived, dear friend. But some say that he is the same Jesus or the same God with different faces. This means God wears a disguise. Do you know who is in the business of wearing disguise? A person who is of faith wears disguise. A person who is wanted by the police wears a disguise. An actor wears a disguise. A liar puts on a fake mask of truth. This cannot be God, can it? We don't even like a person that talks double. We like to see a man having his face and his message as one person. Moreover, God has revealed that he is the truth. If he is the truth, he will appear with one face and he will speak the same thing to all. One God, one message, one God, one way. Therefore, all those that have seen and heard will point to the one and the same that has the same face and the same teaching. Look at this way. Say you go to the court and 10 witnesses come to recognize a thief. And this thief will be found guilty and punished only if all the witnesses point to the same face, to the same person, having the same voice. If the thief disguises himself and appears in 10 faces and clothes, the witness will get confused and the thief will escape the punishment. So if people must know that God to be truly God, all those that know God will have to identify Him with the same face and with the same message. God is not a liar. He is not a God of confusion. Does a father of 4 children have 4 different faces? What a confusion there will be, isn't it? So we come to the conclusion that the idol does not profit any of the worshippers. Or the worshippers of the idol does not profit anything. Now coming to the next point that the prophet makes is that the one that makes the image of God or of Jesus or whoever is a teacher of lies. That is what verse 18 says, isn't it? What profit the graven image, that the maker thereof had graven it, and molten image, and a teacher of lies? Why is the idol maker a teacher of lies? This is because he made an image out of his imagination, and has made you, and has made the bishops, and has made the pastors, and the priests, and the nuns, and he has made the popes and the whole world believe that this is your God. One simple man, one man who makes the image and paints it and so on, and he tells the whole world, even the greatest leader of the Catholic Church, the Pope, that this is your God, or this is your goddess. But God has spoken and has said that He is spirit. You cannot see a spirit. Moreover, God has commanded all, saying, I am the Lord, your God. You shall have no other gods before me. And then the Lord commands, saying, thou shalt not make for yourself any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. It's a command. Listen, dear friends, the Lord does not give any choice here. No, He does not give any choice. There is no options here. You must not make any image and worship it or venerate it or put flowers and light candles and pray to it. If you do so, you are bringing a curse upon yourself. The third thing found in this verse is that the maker of the idol trusts in his work. Let us read again. What profited the graven image, that the maker thereof had given it, the molten image and the teacher of lies, that the maker of his work trusted therein to make dumb idols. The idol maker trusts in his own work. He makes a God for himself and he tells this God what to do and what not to do. He actually becomes the voice of this image. What's in his mind, he makes this image to speak. He dresses it up. He dresses it up with purple and blue and red, gold and so on. My wife made for me an image of Jesus and Mary and brought it as for my wedding as a gift, so that we could hang it somewhere in the house, and she dressed it in blue and white and so on, and she preserved it till the day I came to Christ and the Lord inspired me through the word to burn it, and then she was on fire against me for burning it. But thank God the Lord saved her too. How can a sensible person dress up God and deck it up, decorate with gold, precious stones and pearls? How can? It is because man himself has made it, that he puts his faith in it, and as a result becomes like the idol. And the Bible says in Psalm 115 verse 8, the first reading that we read, those who make them will be like them. What an amazing statement. Check it out, dear friends. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Is that not an amazing statement? What are the idols? They are dead. They cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot walk, they cannot work, cannot speak, cannot think, cannot move. They are dead. Idol worship completely destroys self-esteem, justice, righteousness, human dignity, love and truth. It takes away all hope and produces faith that is blind. Idols destroys a person's integrity and ability to reason. This is the reason why, if you reason out with an idol worshipper, the only argument he or she has to prove is violence. Violence. They can only speak with violence. Idol worship takes away logical thinking and binds a person with emotional tie. The scripture says, what profits the graven image? This is what profits the graven image. The idol destroys a person's reasoning power. The idol worshipper becomes a fool. The idol worshipper becomes the idol slave. The idol takes away the person's soul and robs his God-given identity. He becomes like his idol. The day will come, and is soon coming, you will not be able to use your mouth, your eyes, nor your brain. You will become like the idol. You will become a slave of the idol. Just take this mobile phones and see how people are so engrossed with it. Even while they walk, they do not see to the left nor to the right. They are just walking, looking at the phone. They have forgotten everything. Very soon, you will not have to even use those fingers of yours. You'll just have to listen and to talk to this little thing, gadget, or it may be inserted in you so that you don't have your brain any longer. You will become a slave of the idol. But Jesus Christ is able, dear friends. Jesus Christ is able to break this emotional tie and this slavery of the idols. He has done this to me. He has done this to millions of people. He has done this to you. Idol worship is a deadly sin against God and against yourself. Against yourself. It's an outright attack on God's existence and on God's sovereignty. You get so attached to it that you reject even God, every reasoning. We don't want to listen, even if it is God who is talking to you. Idol worship is the denial of God and all that God stands for. Idol worship is a worship of a lying God, that is Satan. For Satan is the father of lies. Dear friends, if you're still a slave to it, come out of it today. Ask forgiveness from the true and living God that has created you. Next, read the Bible and He will teach you how to worship Him and love Him and serve Him. Jesus has said, I will come in you and dwell in you. Those that worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Lord will give you His spirit, and no one will be able to snatch you and brainwash you to make you into a slave of Satan. Shall we pray? Gracious Lord, thank you for thy Son Jesus Christ, who came to deliver us from the bondage of idol worship. O Lord our God, we pray, even today as we look, the whole world is under the influence of the idols. It looks as if it is the prophecy of Satan that I will make you into an idol. Although you have eyes, you will not be able to see. Although you have ears, you will not be able to hear. Although you have hands and feet, you will not be able to move. Although you have brain, you will not be able to reason. And indeed, Lord, that is what Satan is doing to those who are outside you, without you. Forgive, O Lord, many, even here now, in this little fellowship, that they may reject the idols and serve the living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.